Back at the Lido, where else could I be on a Saturday morning a bit later than usual? People are trickling in and there's a bit of a challenge going on today. We've got, let me call you Small Carl because you call your friend Big C.
Big C.
So Small C and Big C, we all know we're talking about the Carls, the invincible Carls that are kind of doing their bit at the Lido. And I've just heard that Big C actually swam a mile yesterday, which puts Little C, or smaller C, who put smaller C in a bit of a challenge mode today. So you've done a kilometer already in about 5 degrees centigrade. Now it's 6, and you really think you're going to do the mile today?
I'm not sure. I mean, you know, I want to do a mile less than 7, but who knows? I'm not feeling completely motivated today, and I'm not invincible. The man you need to speak to is Vince.
Exactly. I was just going to say, what a nice switch over to Invincible Vince. Because Invincible Vince, really, when it was icy, completely icy, he ignored it and he swam a length when everybody else was doing width. So Invincible Vince, tell us what your plans are and how do you actually do it?
You know, the Carls, they've got their own agenda. But really, I feel that I can trump that. You know, I'm not going to swim distance, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to swim 2 lengths.
Okay.
But I'm going to do it incredibly slowly.
Okay, yeah. So you're going to stay in as long as they
and, you
are
know,
in there.
Beat that, Carl.
Yes. I mean, you know, there is this elegance about Vince's stroke. So envy of many a swimmer here at the Lido.
Yes. I can't argue with that.
Exactly. I was really envious of him in the autumn when I was swimming up and down and he was going at such an angle that he nearly swam into me.
It's important not to look where you're going.
Well, he does keep us on our toes, which is good. But what amazes me is he swims without goggles. Now, I couldn't do that. First of all, because it's cold around your eyes, and I'm so used to my big goggles. But also, I wouldn't be able to keep my eyes open. How do you do it?
Well, I don't have a lot of pain receptors in my corneas. So, you know, that's the secret.
Okay. And what about... He's trying to keep a straight face. Carl, could you swim without goggles?
Well, that kind of explains it, really, because I think the reason I wear goggles is so I can see, really.
Yes.
So not for any other reason, really. It's just so I can see. And the odd times when I've not used them, it's really blurry. It's like, you know, where's my goggles? I can't see. But I don't know. It's a kind of interesting one, isn't it? Because I suppose before goggles, people swam. And do your eyes adjust? And, you know, there's that human planet thing on at the moment about people living in extreme circumstances. And they say that some people kind of their eyes adjust if they just carry on swimming in water so that they are able to see it.
I mean, as kids, we never had goggles and we swam in chlorine water, so. But I like to see where I'm going because I don't like bumping into people.
Yeah, you get used to it. It's like anything else. It's like if you've got bad eyesight and you suddenly get laser treatment and you go to the cinema, it's all wrong because you're used to a sort of impressionist blur.
All right.
And it would be like that for me in the pool. I'm used to my sort of haze. I'm like a functioning alcoholic.
Okay, right. Well, I think we'll probably leave it at that. It's quite challenging. I don't think I'll try it without goggles today, will you?
No.
We keep our goggles on. Vince is going to swim without goggles. Let's just do it, guys, okay?
Oh, hey.
Yeah.